This is Meeting Notes, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic written by Helen78 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R, contains the pairing Rodney McKay-John Shepard, and has warnings for dirty talk and mentions of BDSM. It was getting harder to disguise the yawns at this point. They've been listening to updates on the crop yield from some of their satellite planets for a while now, and John was eyeing Rodney and his coffee, trying to decide which one of them had a better chance of keeping him awake. "Hey," he whispered. Rodney ignored him. "Hey," he whispered again, leaning a little closer. "Rodney?" "Shut up, I'm listening to this." "I'll give you a blowjob for a cup of coffee." Rodney did look at John then, and he slid his thermos over without a word. That drew a look or two from the people closest to them. John avoided smirking, figuring he was making people wonder already. "What the hell did you bribe Rodney with to get his coffee, Colonel?" "Nothing special. I just owe him one later." "Uh-huh." He took a sip, still trying not to grin too much. Coffee for oral sex seemed like good trade to him. He got to stay awake. He got dick. He got to needle Rodney just a little bit. Win, win, win. "Stop looking so smug before people notice," Rodney muttered. John leaned in close again. "Nobody's looking," he whispered. "I could drop under the table and nobody'd catch on for at least 10 minutes. "Shut up!" It was an idle threat. Fantasy, anyway. They both knew people would notice. Well, the ones who were awake, anyway. "You know what I'd do down there?" "I have a very good imagination, so yes, I have a guess or two about the kinds of perverted activities you'd get up to in a room full of people." "Sucking you off doesn't seem that perverted to me. At least, not compared to the things we usually end up doing." "CF, room full of people," Rodney said, spelling out the abbreviation. "Just hold that thought, right?" "Is that all I get to hold?" John glanced down, eyeing the space between them. They probably weren't close enough for him to sneak a hand onto Rodney's lap. Definitely not close enough for him to get a grip on Rodney's dick. Not from here, anyway. Still, it was a much more entertaining thought than all that stuff about crop circles or whatever it was. He lasted 3 minutes before he was leaning into Rodney's shoulder again. "When we get out of here, I'm gonna back you into the wall and let you grab my hair while I blow you." Rodney glared at him. "You are an evil, evil man, and you will be lucky to get an iota of my attention, much less my dick in your mouth, unless you shut up and behave right now." "Because, what, shutting up and behaving are hallmarks of your behavior?" "Colonel!" Rodney elbowed John in the ribs. John looked at Rodney's lap, trying not to be too obvious about it. This time, he could tell Rodney was hard, probably uncomfortable. Just not uncomfortable enough. John leaned over until he was rubbing shoulders with Rodney, more literally than figuratively. "So you're up against the wall, and you've got your hands in my hair, and I'm on my knees, and because I'm being so good, I've even got my hands behind my back." "Tied," Rodney whispered back, eyes darting from side to side. "What? I didn't catch that." John grinned. "I said your hands are going to be tied behind your back." Rodney scooted his chair just a little closer to John's. "And did I mention you are going to be naked for all of this?" "No, you didn't." John tried not to squirm. "What about you?" "No, because I'm just going to strip you, tie your hands behind your back, and put you on the floor. And if you're really, really, really good, in the way you are absolutely not managing in this meeting, I might add, I'll let you suck me instead of just jerking off on your face. John could actually feel his brain shutting down at that image. "When do I have to start being good?" he whispered. "Right fucking now, you jerk," Rodney said, scooting back away from John and looking up at the head of off-world agriculture, as if nothing could possibly be more interesting than new breeds of triticale. John sighed and drummed his fingertips on the table for a few seconds. Then he realized there was one thing he'd gotten before it was game, set, match to McKay. His coffee. He grinned as he polished off the rest of his cup. He could always hope the meeting wouldn't run too much longer. The end.